Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5. The Hitman and Carla, we're live on Facebook right now. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, hey.
And this handsome guy that's sitting over here with the curly hair and headphones on.
Hey, how you doing?
He's looking around like, who's he talking about? I'm talking about Bryce Vine this morning.
Yeah.
What up?
Welcome to Wichita, man. You have never been here either, I assume.
No, never been to Wichita. We've been to Kansas City one time, but never played there. So, yeah, I feel welcomed.
Dude, you had an amazing childhood growing up with your mom being such a famous actress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose so. At least the later half of it, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was it like being the child of a celebrity living in L.A.?
Well, she wasn't at first. You know, she came to L.A. as a struggling actress, and we lived in like a basement apartment till I was like 13 years old.
Wow.
And struggled for groceries. I mean, I didn't realize it because I was in the company of my mom. But
right.
It went from that to, I remember one day she brought home a new car. She just showed up with a new car, and that was the first sign that I got that like something had changed.
Things are good.
Yeah. Something had changed.
Well, your mom's got to be proud of you because you're following in her footsteps. Bryce Vine on the air with us this morning here at Power 93.5 on stage tonight at Wichita State University. How did you do it, man? How'd you get into music? Everybody tries to break into music. Of course, you're in the hotbed of the entertainment industry being out in LA. How'd you get started?
I just figured out I loved it, man, right around that age, too. Like, music had always been a source of positivity, and, like, it was, like, my way of feeling like I was communicating with people. I was an only child growing up, so I didn't, have older brothers and sisters to talk about stuff with, really.
Right.
So hearing artists talk about stuff was kind of therapeutic for me. So I just I was like, oh, wait, you mean you could just make your own songs and then just create your own therapy? I'm like, yeah, I'm down with that. So I just taught myself guitar when I was 13.
Cool.
See, I could never teach myself guitar. I don't think I'd have the self-discipline for it.
It doesn't take much discipline. That's why musicians are so scattered all the time, you know, because there's a way that we think about it that other people just don't. It's just like, it makes more sense to us, but you put like a math equation in front of me and you don't see anything happen.
Do you feel like with your mom and going through that struggle and seeing what she had to go through and then her success, do you think that kind of prepared you and you kind of have a better understanding and grasp of the entertainment industry and dealing with all the things that come with it?
Absolutely. Yeah. When you see firsthand of any kind of business, you know, you see the struggle, you realize what it takes, the work ethic. I mean, my mom, as great as a mom as she was, like she had to work every day. You know, when they do soap operas, like she was on,
yeah,
they don't take breaks. You know, it's like they're shooting every single day of the week because there's a new episode coming on every single day.
Wow.
So she had to work, and she but she never sacrificed who she was,
right?
You know, because of that.
Yeah.
And she was always a mom first. But I grew up on set, so I understood, you know, quiet on set, and I understood boom mics and where
yeah.
cameras had to be placed and like where the X was on the floor is where you're supposed to stop. So naturally I just kind of, that's what actually helped me get music videos down pretty
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Bryce Vine on the air with us this morning at Power 93.5. We're live on Facebook right now if you want to watch the interview live this morning. Bryce, the track Drew Barrymore, it is blowing up.
It's crazy.
When you wrote this song, man, what were you thinking about?
I was really just trying to write a song about like a special person without talking about their physical beauty too much.
Is this special person real?
It's been real, you know, a couple times. I'm single now, but it's been real before, you know, like where, you know, you got to show admiration for the good ones.
Yeah.
Aww. I want to steal that quote and I'll put your credit on it.
Dude, you got genuine emotion. I love that. Wow.
If you're going to, yeah, well, yeah. You know, they say sensitive songwriters or whatever. But yeah, you got to. I mean, you got to really think deeper if you're going to write your own songs. Otherwise, you're just going to write like whatever anyone else is doing.
Right.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
No shade, no shade.
No shade.
Yeah. These one songs that are 2 minutes long and they say the same thing over and over. I know what you
Hell,
mean.
I wish I thought of it.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Dude, what's next? As you look down the road, you know, tonight in Wichita, you're going to get a lot of love.
I know,
man. A lot of people waiting to see you do your thing. And so what's after this song and album, movies? Yeah. What's next?
Yeah, album's going to be in like early 2019. Nice. I'm still writing songs for it, though, just finishing stuff. Like, I have a bunch of stuff I just love that I know I want to put out after this. I wasn't trying to write a hit when I wrote Drew Barrymore. So
yeah,
I'm just going to continue doing that. But I'm playing North Coast in Chicago. It's a huge festival, and I love Chicago. They're like one of my most listened to cities now besides Wichita all of a sudden, I guess.
There you go. There you go.
And then I'm going on tour with Max Snyder.
Nice.
In October. And I'm playing next week. I'm playing the VMA pre-show in New York.
Nice. Oh, that's big.
Yeah. Man, he's doing things. You're doing things. And, dude, I'm going to brag a little bit. I don't mind popping my collar and admitting
Do it.
We are one of the very first radio stations in the nation to put your single on the air.
I'm Facts. Absolutely aware of that, man. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for being an early believer. Well, I love when I find, like, people who really love music, and you guys must really love music.
Oh yeah,
we have to listen to the same stuff every single day and then still be excited to hear new stuff.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah,
probably love it more than we do.
Well, Carla is a singer in her own right, and she's done music videos. If you Google her, you'll see. Oh yeah, she's done a lot of stuff.
You guys,
you're laughing like
you
like,
guys. You know, I was going to ask, just with my experience with music.
She's blushing. She's blushing, Bryce.
I met your guy over here who's a part of your team. Do you feel like since you've really, really blown up, that's so important, is having people you trust in a tight circle and just people you can count on who are part of your team? That's
crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as who I am, like, loyalty is huge to me. I keep the same people around me since I was literally a child.
Yeah.
I've had the same friends, and everyone knows that about me too, that knows me. Like, it's once you're my friend, it's very hard to not be anymore.
Yeah, unless you do something really stupid, right?
Yeah, and even then, you know, I do stupid stuff.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
But no, it is. It's like you want people to celebrate with. Like, me and my manager and my DJ, we get to always, like, be excited about everything that's happening because we remember when it wasn't that way.
Right.
We remember playing on cardboard boxes and stuff like that at a party that no one cared about who we were. They were just drinking and stuff like that. So it's especially fun to be at this moment. We're very grateful.
Well, we appreciate you, man, coming here to Wichita all the way from Los Angeles to be with us here at Power 93.5, the Back to Campus Party, Wichita State University tonight, Hughes Metropolitan Complex. Queen Nida is going to be on stage along with Jeanette Claudette, and she's coming in here in just a little bit. We'll have her on the air this morning. So, Bryce, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, and I want to echo what you said about loyalty, because that's old school. I'm that guy. You know, I believe in loyalty and trust, and you surround yourself with good people. And I love hearing you say that, because that's the truth. Because, Carla, as you know, we get artists that come in and talk to us all the time. And I say, make sure you surround yourself with people that will ride or die, that will be there with you when it's good and be there with you when it's bad. I want to applaud your dude over there. He got out of our camera view. He's like, oh, I don't want to be on camera. But it's good to see him with you here this morning. It's good to see you, man. I appreciate you.
Dude, thanks for having me, and thanks for being a supporter. Seriously, it means a lot to me.
Well, I just want to say, you guys listening, Bryce Vine is so freaking humble. Like, you don't feel like, you feel like you're in a room with, like, friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we are.
More artists could take a cue from this dude.
I appreciate that.
He's 100. Bryce Vine, this morning on Power 93.5. Bryce, thanks for being on the air. Go over to the hotel, get some sleep, rest up. I want to see you.
You know,
don't
I'm
forget
tired,
about us.
You can tell.
No, I don't know you're tired, but I know 7 o'clock in the morning is not a time that everybody wants to be up, unless they're going to school. We love you, Bryce Vine, this morning on Power 93.5.
Oh. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.